Afghanistan, they had so much responsibility with their job. Like, they didn't really, I don't think they thought at all about the movie when they were in Afghanistan. I mean...
Well, that brings up the actual, oh yeah, we got to remember to film some stuff. Was that a problem? Maybe just remembering that you needed to document or...
I had a problem with remembering the camera a lot, so he ended up taking my camera.
Okay, both of them. Well, I just wanted to have it mostly for me too, you know, I didn't need it for the film either.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever she could take out of it, was that worked for her, and then whatever I could have for myself, that
Sweet.
Was just my own.
He always had a camera, like, even since we were like 10, he's had a camera in his hand following us and documenting
it. Nice. So that was really very natural for you. Did you know that about him before you met him, that he had a...
Well, not before I met him, but...
I mean, before you, whatever.
After we, he said he was into that, and then I found out he was an artist and stuff. Like, I didn't know that right away when I first met you, know. I get to a few months later. Yeah, that's when I got him a camera. Yeah, but you know, he was really good about putting the helmet, or not the helmet, but the turret cam. Rob Freeze was good about that because he put it up when I was out of town. I remember he. That's how I got that great stuff.
Well, he liked to have.
You getting by the RPG.
A lot of the soldiers like to have that stuff too to bring back home.
Yeah.
So they always were into using the cameras and
they would tape it to
stuff
the
like that
when I wasn't there. And stuff. Yeah.
So that's actually pretty cool in a way. All this footage that was being gathered, you were sharing it with the other guys, you know, people who wanted it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, share.
And then she would cut stuff for us too, like shorts and stuff that the guys would want. And then.
Yeah.
So in other words, it really there's many, many movies that were made here, not just the big one. There are lots of smaller.
This is just a tiny sliver of the whole story.
Yeah.
She could have made like a mini series if she wanted to with the amount of footage that she had. So.
What about that? I mean, is there any interest in doing like a giant open source archive of the project? I mean, has there been any, you know, interest in that?
They want all the Sister Peters. And Sergeant Battispor, he wants the training stuff.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about that, and I said he should hire you to edit some of the training stuff. But
yeah, our training NCO, our sergeant wants all the training stuff so that it can be used as material to train newer soldiers.
And actually, and also evaluate how the training works and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would guess it sounds to me, and all it's all kind of like grassrooty more than it seems like official, but it seems like there's a lot of other benefits that came out of doing this project for the Army, you know, maybe the training guy, but definitely for the guys themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of, not just talking about you guys, but for all the other guys that got to have footage they would normally never have gotten their hands on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then, I mean, again, I can go on and on, but that seems like a pretty cool thing about your project. Do you actually talk about that much, about how that, you know, how that aspect of the film basically had legs and you know, had a larger impact than just being going around to film festivals?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say at this point because we're just starting to, like, talk about that. Well, I mean, the little films I made for the unit, yeah, they all have that, and that's cool. And, but I don't know, at this point it's a little early to say what else will be done with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it has a lot of benefits, so I feel like that's a good thing. And I'll do a lot of DVD extras and I can send those to all the guys and the family. I mean, and I'll give you guys the footage. I don't know if I can give you all 650 hours.
Well, that's the other question.
Yeah, like mixtape of the funny stuff.
And it's all your footage to give. I mean,
Yeah,
good.
Cool. I can do
whatever you want with it. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Except I can't, like, make another documentary from it.
Why?
Well,
because of the release situation?
Well,
chain of title?
Because the PBS owns the television documentary.
Ah. So if you wanted to
do... I couldn't, like, do a whole other one.
But let's say you wanted to do, I mean, this is just hypothetical. Let's say you wanted to take a bunch of the raw footage and just publish like an archive that people could get access to.
Oh, no, I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
as long
cool.
as it was only for specific people, like an archive for.
You couldn't, like, give it to the Library of Congress, in other words.
Eventually, I probably could, Not until after the broadcast, but, yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, years from now, after my license and after I'm done selling DVDs and stuff, I could do that, yeah.
No, I just realized that my iPhone records and I'm recording you guys. Is that okay?
Yes.
I kind of figured it, too.
Well, I just started, like, hey, I can record this. Duh.
I was going to tell you that before you even started.
Well, dude, yeah. Come on. I can't think of everything. Let's see. I have some other... This is actually really cool. I was actually really hoping that we would have these kinds of conversations. Ah! Okay. So there's that scene where you guys are talking to the camera and a couple different scenes, and you're pretty cynical about the war and the mission, right? How many other of the guys were feeling that way? Most people, not so many. How was that? What was the general?
I think he was just having like a bad day.
Well, there was a time where you're like, I hate Afghanistan. I hate the people. That's not what I'm talking about. It was right before you were watching Zeitgeist. I mean, how many other guys were watching Zeitgeist? Right? None. See, so you guys are unusual in that way.
They want to film. These guys would all like to be involved in this.
Well, what do we do?
And then I was just asking if we could film it for the festival, just to have it on file.
For sure.
So, but somebody needs to whistle really loud and call everybody over here.
There we go.
Everybody, do this.
Wait for the camera.
I know. Well, it is kind of stealing your thunder. Do you want to do that?
Most people here haven't seen the film. I just think it's asking questions that don't necessarily give away the whole film.
Yeah, I'm kind of asking those kinds of questions so far, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody else gets into it.
Right. So, ready to try?
Well, that is the thing. Like, no one here has seen the film, probably, so they're probably, like, would be confused by the questions.
Is there going to be a chance that after the film there's a Q&A?
Yeah, there's a big Q&A.
They're going to film the Q&A.
Is that film for sure? Did you find out?
Yeah, I did find out they're going to film
it.
Then
that might be sufficient.
I would have
liked to have had a camera here for this, and Andy said there might be something going on, but I think just things just got out of...
The camera's coming up right now.
Oh, are they?
They could film. I think it is maybe a little bit weird if you haven't seen the film.
I respect
it.
I think that's a smart idea.
Well, we could...
The camera's just going to get shots of it.
We could also shoot it and just hold on to it until...
Spilling booze on it. Hey, you still owe me a pie.
A pie? I owe you a lot more than... Oh, wait, I brought you pasties, though. But was I supposed to bring you a pie?
All right, so I need you guys for the question of this. So, not many other guys were watching things like Zeitgeist. I mean, that's a pretty critical... So, why were you guys different? Why were you guys watching Zeitgeist?
I mean, we saw the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we kind of enjoyed it, and then we just heard about the second one. We just got interested in watching it, and then with our job, it's just... There's days where it just upsets you because it's like... You do something when you know it's kind of pointless, you know? So you get kind of upset by it. I think it depends on the job that you do over there, depending on how cynical you can be.
Yeah, yeah. Right, because, I mean, obviously, won't your COs or whoever they are, the people who are over you, be like, you know, that's bad morale, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't... This is talk that we just have with each other inside the barracks, you know? This is, you know...
But you don't think that, that's my question was, do you think that a lot of other soldiers were having those kinds of conversations amongst their friends or not so much?
I mean, because we're all into, like, the conspiracy theories and, like, 9/11 and
Dude, go like this!
But, like, and then you go say that to someone else that has been in the military for, like, 30 years, and they're like, no, Afghanistan flew those planes into the buildings and we got to kill all of them. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't or they did, I'm just saying... We're so into, like, looking into that kind of stuff. Because it's just intriguing, you know? And we're just like that.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't bring them kind of conversations outside.
Got it. Okay.
No.
So what is it about? I mean, I get that. But that stuff is in the movie. Are you worried that other soldiers see that and be like... Because they'll just be like, right over their head.
Oh, yeah. And that's something we used to do before we went to Afghanistan. Because we have a lot of, like, artsy friends and liberal friends and stuff like that. And musicians. And we're all into that kind of stuff. And...
Hang on. My brother, yes.
Hi. Is this supposed to break up at 7?
Yeah. We could go tell Melanie and do me a favor. Go tell Melanie and Sean they can start playing.
To do what?
They can start playing if they want to. Thank you. All right. So anyway, that was an interesting thing to me. One more thing is, this is really a question for Cole.
Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Hang up the phone. Hang it up.
You're famous. Come on. I'm sorry, Cole.
I was catching up. You can wait.
All right, this is actually...
Focus.
So there's that one scene where they're trying to decide whether it's going to be a Barack Obama or McCain and blah, blah, and you're standing there and you're like, I think it was your dad. I don't know who that was. Your dad? He's like, dude, you got to be concerned about this because if they elect this guy, you won't be going over multiple tours over there.
Yeah.
And you're like, so what was that about, Cole?
I didn't see it really mattering who got selected as president.
We were already on our way, actually.
Yeah, there was no stopping.
Yeah. We were actually already going when that happened.
Okay. Yeah, we were going no matter what, and
And that you hadn't gone yet. You were going.
Yeah. We were like a month away from going.
So since the parents are so like, because we know more information than a lot of the, our families do, because we're...
You pay
so
attention.
Like, they think that something like that would
something
affect
that they, it. They thought that something like that, they could just stop everyone from going and just call just everyone home.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah. So. It didn't really matter to us because we knew we were going anyways.
They were just looking for like a little bit of hope or something, you know, like better type thing. Yeah.
Well, I got it, because that was, you know, that was a really interesting moment there, and you were right. Yeah. Here's Obama in office, and it makes no difference whatsoever.
He has actually sent more troops.
He's had more troops over there since he's been in than Bush had in Afghanistan, and he's pulling what he sent in. And when they come out in 3 years, there's still going to be as much troops as there was when Bush was even in there. So,
nice.
Well, so for us, it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter who the hell's going to be president.
Yeah, we were never political or anything.
But what's interesting about that is, in a way, you guys are extremely political because that's a strong political viewpoint. Be like, it doesn't matter. The system is set up this way. That's a political viewpoint.
Right. Well. Based on our situation, not based on political views as a person, just as a situation.
Just on what you've been
through. Right.
Yeah, what you've been through and what you've
seen. I guess we were political for the situation, but not politically. We're not politically active people.
No, I get
it. Yeah.
But even before you went over, you guys were, you know, you're kind of paying attention, looking at things a little bit more deeply.
Well, yeah, like we were watching like presidential addresses and stuff before we, and I'd never watch a presidential address like ever.
I watch
like,
them now. Still.
Like we were waiting for it to like come on to see what he had to say. So I mean, that was kind of cool to get involved in that way, I guess.
And because
it affects you on some sort of level, not like. Directly. But.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I'm pretty much done. Is there anything else you guys, you know, just, I mean, you've been asked questions a zillion times. Anything else that just kind of comes up for you?
Yeah. I mean, we've been asked pretty much every question, you know.
And what do you guys,
first time in Michigan, though, that's pretty crazy.
It's cool.
It's finally here.
Yeah, it's finally Michigan.
Yeah. Michigan rocks, man. You know, it's like, we get, well.
Times.
Well, yeah, well, we got to make it rock, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We've had our ass kicked so many times.
Exactly,
let me turn this off for a second. So,